We are visiting today with the tops of the class of 2012 from Cam High School, and we have four youngsters we want to visit with today, and we're going to start with...
Morgan Anstey.
Morgan, tell us about your family.
I'm from Cumberland, and my mom works at Cass County Mental Health Center, and my dad works at the co-op and bails for himself.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I took a lot of ag classes and, well, PE, of course. It's pretty easy.
Well, talk about teachers. What teachers had an influence on you? Are there some that really kind of left their mark?
Miss Johnson helped a lot with, I don't know, I was in yearbook, and she helped with a lot of stuff for yearbook and other classes. And Willem helped with sports, obviously. And Mr. Miller helped with all my FFA stuff and getting me through scholarships and stuff, even though they're not fun. So
it's a lot more work even trying to go to that next level, too.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities.
I've been in volleyball 4 years, basketball 4 years, softball 3 years, and FFA 5 years.
Do you have a favorite?
I'd say basketball, probably.
Okay. It sounds like everything that you've been involved in is kind of team stuff, things where you're accomplishing goals with other people. Do you like that?
Yeah. It's better to do it with a team than by yourself, I guess.
Okay. Well, what's coming up next for you this fall?
I'm going to Iowa Western for dental hygiene.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa Western, and why did you choose that program?
I did an internship at a dental office in Atlantic, so I realized I liked it, and I picked Iowa Western because... I don't know, it's not too far away, but I'm still away.
Okay, so. Very good. Any idea where you see yourself 10 years from now?
Hopefully a bigger town than Anita, but I don't really know.
Okay. Well, give some advice to those 8th graders. What would you want them to know as they get ready to start their high school career?
Don't fall behind. Just keep up with school, I guess.
Okay, very good. Morgan, thank you very much. Okay, who's next?
Devin Amdor.
All right, Devin, tell us about your family.
I live with my grandma, Marion Stewart, in Cumberland, and then Dylan also lives with us.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about schoolwork and stuff. What kind of things did you enjoy?
I enjoyed ag mechanics, Mr. Miller's classes. That's pretty much all I took this semester. I also interned with Mr. Willem for PE. I also enjoyed that. I like PE. It's really fun.
What about teachers? Say 10 years from now, you're at a class reunion, some of your buddies are together for the first time in a long time. What teachers are you still going to be talking about?
Mr. Miller, because he has taken me out of every class for every kind of dumb reason you can think of.
Why Mr. Miller? I mean, seriously, everybody year after year seems to talk about Mr. Miller.
Because I take almost every class he has, and I'm in there every semester. Like this semester, I was in there over half my school time.
Very good. Well, I hope you got some good time out of that then. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've been in football, basketball, track, and FFA. I really like football. FFA was good because it gets you out and you get to help in the community more than anything else.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about what's next for you. What comes up this fall?
I'm going to Iowa Western to get my pre-education classes done so then I can transfer to a four-year school to get education done.
Okay, why'd you choose Iowa Western?
It saves me a lot of money, and I am close to home, so if I do get homesick, I can always just come back.
Okay, a little easier to sometimes get those core courses in as well before you head off someplace else. Do you have your eyes on a four-year school down the road?
Yeah, but I'm not sure quite yet. Probably UNI or Northwest Missouri State.
Okay, and studying education?
Yes, I want to be like... either like resource teaching so I can help people who are struggling, or ag, I'm not for sure yet.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, pretty much since I've been in high school. I've always just wanted to try to help people more than anything.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Hopefully out of grandma's house, in my own house. Hopefully not in a big city. I really don't want to be with a ton of people. I'd rather be in a small town like around here.
Okay. Give some advice to those 8th graders.
Stay on track, pretty much give it your all, don't slack off because you'll hate it in the end if you do.
All right, very good, Devin. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Okay, who's next?
Biz Maylander.
Okay, and talk a little bit about classwork that you enjoyed here, Liz.
I really enjoyed my English classes these past 4 years.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that are going to stick out for you?
I really like Mrs. Johnson. She's really helpful. And Mr. Day's leaving this year, but I'll always remember him.
What do you think it takes to make a good teacher? I mean, people pick out their favorites. Why is it? What qualities do they have to have?
They definitely have to be nice and have a plan of teaching, plan of attack.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been volleyball, basketball, speech, track, vocal, FFA, dance, drill team, about done it all.
How do you keep yourself organized?
It's hard, but you just take it day by day.
Do you have to prioritize things then to kind of keep yourself in line?
Yes. You have to, concentrate on what you want to get done. You have to be determined to do it.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your favorite. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Yeah, I really like volleyball, and I plan to play it in college this fall.
Well, great. Well, what comes up for you this fall then? What's next for you?
I'm going to Simpson and maybe majoring in education.
Okay. Why'd you choose Simpson?
It's a really nice campus, and it's not too big, but it's just big enough.
Okay. Close enough, but far enough away?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why'd you choose this course of study?
I really like to help people, and I haven't always wanted to do it, but these past 2 years I really have liked it for some reason.
Is there someone that maybe turned you on to this?
Well, I interned with Mr. Miller and Mrs. Johnson, and they really helped me decide.
Okay, very good. Well, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? What do you think you'll be doing?
Hopefully living in a bigger town and hopefully teaching in some school somewhere.
Okay. Give some advice to the 8th graders. What should they know?
I would say stay in school, and the 4 years of high school go by really fast, so try to remember them.
Very good. Thank you very much. Who's next?
Angeline Larson.
Okay. Angeline, tell us about your family.
My mom works in Walgreens in Des Moines, and my dad works down at our grocery store, Main Street Market.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about school then. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed band and vocal a lot. I kind of really enjoyed English classes too.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that have left your mark?
Mrs. Johnson has, and even though that they're gone, Mr. Rapier and Mrs. Pohan did help a lot.
Okay. Why those teachers?
They're just some of my favorite ones. Like, they made the classes fun and interesting, and it wasn't one of your normal classes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Kept your attention that way.
Yes.
Good. Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been out for vocal, band, track, speech, cheerleading, and dance.
Have a favorite?
Definitely dance.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
13 years now, I think.
A little experience then. All right, very good. Any accomplishments that you're going to look back on years from now that you'll be most proud of from high school?
Allowing my friends to talk me out for cheerleading.
Okay. Good time?
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future for you. What's next this fall?
I'm attending Ashford University.
Okay, and where is that located?
Clinton, Iowa.
Why did you choose that?
Because it has the best animation program in all of Iowa.
Okay. And what are you studying there?
Animation.
Wow, shocking. Can you tell me about that? Why'd you choose that?
I was actually looking into Kirkwood, but then the professor suggested it because he said it's the best for it, and I really enjoy computer work.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
Hopefully go on and make a future for a job at maybe game designing.
Okay, interesting. That's a career choice I don't think I've heard of in all my years working and doing these types of things. It's kind of unique. Do you find that you don't run into a lot of people who want to do this?
Not really at all. I haven't ran into anyone that's interested in it.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Hopefully either working for Pixar or just making video games for some big company.
Okay. Talk to those 8th graders now. Give them some advice. What do they need to know?
work hard during your freshman and sophomore years, because most of the time you feel like you don't really want to do anything and you're slacking, and you'll regret it when you come to your senior year.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, and that's some of the best of the class of 2012 from Cam High School.